Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the primary season marches along. There are more primaries still ahead. We still need to get the final news from Alaska to see who is going to be holding that temporary seat that makes up for the recently deceased Don Young, who had basically been representing Alaska in Congress since the earth cooled, or at least just about since statehood. He's been there a long time. What is going to happen with American politics? Question about which party, which candidate, which individual will take the White House in 24. Scott Jennings, who is a CNN contributor, he writes regularly for USA Today. He was a special assistant to the president under a Republican president named George W. Bush back in the early 2000s. He asked a question, who will win the White House in 2024? It's clear, he writes, Americans don't want Trump or Biden. And that's something I was just agreeing with very fervently. Scott Jennings, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show. So,
and it's an honor to be on. Thank you, sir.
Let's take a moment to take a look at the question that you ask. Given the fact that Americans don't want Trump or Biden, who do they want, or what kind of candidate do they want, and how do you avoid the terrible disaster that would be just a disaster for our whole nation of a Trump Biden repeat?
Well, thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be part of your program. And yeah, I wrote the column because I've just been looking at this polling that indicates there's a market demand for anything other than a rematch. I mean, I think most Americans would rather pick two names out of the Peoria phone book and run them against each other than see Biden and Trump. But at the same time, that demand in the marketplace is going on. You have these two guys who are like magnets for each other. The more Trump talks about running, the more Biden wants to run again, and vice versa. And I still think that's candidly the most likely outcome, that the more Trump moves towards a campaign, that the more Biden is determined to run, because I think he believes he's the only Democrat who can beat Trump. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's certainly what he thinks. And so I don't know how we're going to avoid that outcome, but certainly my view has been that if one of the two parties chooses someone, anyone else, and the other party goes with somebody from the 2020 election, the party that goes with a new face is likely to win.
Okay, in terms of Trump winning the Republican nomination, I continue to believe, as I've said on the air many times, I don't think Trump is going to end up running. I think he has extremely serious legal problems, not just involving Merrick Garland, but involving prosecutors in Georgia, prosecutors in New York State. There are a world of legal troubles. And right now there was a piece today about how they're trying to recruit blue chip defenders, blue chip lawyers for the Trump defense in all these cases, and people don't want to do it, despite the chance of great publicity and great remuneration. So with all of that going on, there's the Morning Consult brand new poll about how Trump has gone up in terms of public estimation since the search of Mar-a-Lago. But it comes to 58% of Republicans say they would support him for renomination. That still leaves 42% who wouldn't. And when you add that together with almost all Democrats and most independents, and is Trump really such a lock for the Republican nomination?
Well, you're starting to do some of the math that people were doing in 2016 about, you know, how could you dice the Republican electorate in a way that would deny Trump the nomination. And remember, he only got about 45% of the vote in 2016, but the rules of the Republican Party and the way we nominate people really favors a candidacy like his. It's a winner-take-all system, so you get into a primary where you can get, say, 40, 45% of the vote, 30, 35, 38% of the vote, but you're running against 10 or 11 other people. It's the fragmentation that saves you. And the and Trump's candidacy, you know, is strong in one key way, and that is the people who are for him are really for him, and they will turn out for him. And so if you had Nikki Haley and Mike Pence and Liz Cheney and Ron DeSantis, and, you know, if you go down the list of all the possible candidates, it's quite easy to see even a wounded Trump winning enough delegates to get the nomination. And I agree with you, he does have legal issues, but he has a core following that would really help you in a system where you don't really have to win a majority of the votes to get the nomination.
The biggest argument, it seems to me, that would be used, it seems to me, by any other candidate would be, okay, we've got to avoid the train wreck of Trump being the nominee again because he simply won't win. And that becomes true if Biden retires. But it could be that Biden is the only candidate that Trump could possibly beat, and Trump is the only candidate that Biden could possibly beat. How do you escape that conundrum?
Yeah, I agree with you about the argument, although I don't think that argument is going to successfully be made by someone doing it from the never Trump wing of the party. For a Liz Cheney, for instance, who I assume is going to run for president and use that partially as her argument. I just don't think Republicans want to hear it from someone like her. Now, they might want to hear it from someone like Mike Pence or Ron DeSantis or someone else who can honestly say, I voted for Donald Trump twice. I supported him. I raised money for him. I encouraged people to knock on doors for him. I wanted him to be as successful as he could be, but it's time to turn the page because we can't risk losing to Joe Biden again. That would be a disaster for our country. I think that message could be something that would be used by somebody who can legitimately claim to have been a pillar under Donald Trump as he sought the presidency and served in the White House. And so I think it will be used and maybe to some degree of success. Of course, the core of Trump's support, they don't believe he lost in 2020. I mean, they legitimately don't think he lost the election, so it probably won't work on them. But there's about half or more than half the party that, you know, they're like people like me. I voted for Donald Trump twice. He wasn't my first choice in 16. I voted for the guy twice. I wanted him to succeed, and I think Joe Biden's been about the worst president of my lifetime. But I don't want to lose to this guy again. I mean, I certainly don't think we can stand another 4 years of Biden. So that argument you're laying out, I think, will be used, but it just strikes me coming from the never Trump wing, it's going to be ineffective.
Okay, but just in fairness here, Liz Cheney voted for Donald Trump twice. She supported him. According to the numbers, she voted with Donald Trump and the way he urged people to vote in the House 96% of the time. She supported him far more than Harriet Hageman did. And basically, she was appalled at the Stop the Steal movement and January 6th. And yes, ended up voting for the second impeachment. But we're talking to Scott Jennings, who is a contributor over at CNN. He is a frequent columnist for USA Today and other publications, including the LA Times. And he is, most importantly, a former special assistant to the president, that being President George W. Bush. When we come back, another provocative statement from your columns that either Trump must be indicted or Merrick Garland has to resign. We're at the circus now, says Scott Jennings. We're all under the big top. This from Scott Jennings, our special guest on the MedVet Show. A little bit later, we will be talking about a new movie by an Oscar winner. Yeah, Jamie Foxx, and co-starring the incomparable Snoop Dogg. Is it worth watching on Netflix, Day Shift? We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking to former presidential assistant under the Republican George W. Bush, Scott Jennings. He is a leading commentator with all kinds of media exposure on CNN and for USA Today and other venues. Scott, we were talking right before the break about this idea that either Trump has to be indicted or Merrick Garland has to resign. Now, you're not expressing an immediate preference between those two alternatives. Let me just question you about two things. First of all, do you believe that President Trump had unauthorized papers in Mar-a-Lago, and that those papers included papers that were classified and even top secret. Do you believe that he had those papers in his possession?
I do. I don't have any reason to disbelieve that. So, yes, I do think he had them. I don't have any idea what was in them.
All right. None of us do yet.
Media report. Yeah.
None of us do yet. And I think the government says it's going to go through some effort to make sure that people don't find out what exactly was in those papers. But do you think, and this is the second question, it is illegal right now for him to have taken those papers to Mar-a-Lago. He had a subpoena to return those particularly classified papers. That subpoena was not responded to. In other words, what alternative does Merrick Garland or does any prosecutor or any legal authority have other than to indict, prosecute, basically further investigate Trump?
I don't think they necessarily had an alternative to investigate this or to look into it. What I have questioned is why, if the documents were of such import to national security and they knew about it, did they leave them there this long and just now made the decision that they had to go get them? And there may have been a good reason why they waited, and there may have been a good reason why they went in. We just don't know that yet. I do think the average Republican looks at this with a jaundiced eye, and some amount of transparency here is the only thing that is going to cure that. I also think that when you get a search warrant and tell a judge to get it, he probably broke three laws, that is inherently going to raise eyebrows, and whether you like it or not, is a political action. I mean, because of who Trump is. No man is above the law, but Trump is obviously a former president, probable candidate, and we're 90 days before an election, not a presidential election, but he's in the middle of the political world here. And so I think whether Merrick Garland likes it or not, this is inherently going to be politicized. And I think at this point, look, if you're willing to tell a judge you probably broke the law, you went and got the documents you thought you were going to get, and then you don't indict Donald Trump, my view is it's going to be viewed as even more political than it already is. And so if you've gone this far, if you're Merrick Garland, I don't know how you don't go all the way.
Well, it seems to me I agree with you on that. The answer to the question that a number of people have asked Scott Jennings about why he waited is there were obviously efforts and negotiations, as the Trump side has made clear. There was even a letter that was signed by one of Trump's attorneys in his behalf that said they had already returned all of the classified documents. They had all been sent back, and that was manifestly not true. We know that from the itinerary of the itemization of the papers that were taken most recently from Mar-a-Lago. Let me ask you another question, because there's another case that I'm going to get into about the so-called submarine spy case. Do you think that it is appropriate for us to take so much care and to have such strict laws regarding the handling of classified material by our politicians?
Yeah, I do. I think the classification system is very important, and I think our national secrets are very important. And I don't think you should interpret, you know, my views on this as being defensive of Trump necessarily, because obviously he's sloppy. He does sloppy things. At best, it's sloppy. At worst, it's a complete disregarding of, you know, safeguarding these secrets. And so, I think he quite clearly brought this on himself in some way. That doesn't absolve Merrick Garland of, the reality in which he's plunged himself now. I mean, Donald Trump's responsible for his own actions. I do wonder what's in those documents. And I think in order for DOJ to exist in this world we live in, they're going to have to do some transparency here. And it most likely should take the form of showing the most highly sensitive documents to the leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee. I think short of showing them to the public, which you probably shouldn't do, showing them to Senators Warner and Rubio at Intelligence in the Senate, to me, would be a step in a direction of helping make sure that people view this investigation as credible and not ultimately a political activity.
Well, it's interesting because there's another aspect of this that was brought up by another leading conservative voice, Holman Jenkins, in the Wall Street Journal today, who was reminding his readers that even as all this is going on, the Department of Justice is continuing with ongoing investigations of Hunter Biden, and the John Durham team is continuing and is supposed to have the John Durham team looking into all of the excesses of the Mueller investigation and the Steele dossier. They even have a date, October 11th. There's a trial of Steele dossier source Igor Danchenko, which is being pursued by the Justice Department. That makes it look a little bit less like it's a partisan hack job solely regarding President Trump, doesn't it?
It does, and I do think it's important to know these investigations are going on. I think a Republican response to that would be, well, yes, all these things are going on, but it seems like they saved their most aggressive actions, you know, for Donald Trump. That's how the Republican would see it. Whether that's fully true or not, that is sort of the attitude. I mean, I think what could possibly be best for the American people here before we get to the next election, presidential election, I mean, is for there to be a total settling of all accounts. Trump and these documents, Trump in January the 6th, Hunter Biden, these things have been hanging out there, Michael, for a number of months or years. And it certainly would be best for the American public if all these things were settled and done and we could have a presidential election without any of them hanging over the heads of whoever the candidates happen to be.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is new candidates, is no more Biden, no more Trump. I think the American people have had enough.
You're on the side of 80% of Americans. I think that's a true story.
No. If you had to pick, in terms of not who's going to win, but best for the country, a quick one candidate for the Democrats and one candidate for our side, for the Republican side, who'd you pick?
Well, for the Republican side, I'm fond of several of these candidates. I'm actually interested in DeSantis. I think he's an interesting candidate. But I think Tim Scott of South Carolina is a really inspiring guy with an inspiring story and has the capacity to make Democrat heads explode. On the Democrat side, yeah, I'm always hoping they're going to nominate a moderate. I guess the most moderate person out there might be Jared Polis of Colorado, but even their moderates seem too liberal for me. So I think there's some interesting people on the Republican side, but if you want to go down a head exploding path, Tim Scott could be an answer for you.
A great choice. Scott Jennings, appreciate your joining us on the show. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Interest rate hikes down the road will be dependent on data. That's the message the Federal Reserve delivered as it released minutes from its July meeting. The Fed saying they're worried about elevated inflation becoming entrenched. If Americans question the Fed's determination to change course policy-wise, the United States remains engaged in talks with Iran to return to compliance with the Iran nuclear deal after former President Donald Trump pulled out of the deal in 2018. State Department spokesman Ned Price is defending U.S. involvement in the talks.
We are confident that a mutual return to compliance with the JCPOA remains the best and really the most effective means by which to once again verifiably and permanently constrain Iran's nuclear program.
USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, this is connecting two of the topics that have played a role in our conversation today. One of the topics is the healthiest states and the least healthy states. And what does that have to do with? Well, a lot of it has to do with eating healthy food, getting regular exercise, avoiding smoking, getting regular checkups, all the stuff that you've heard of, I hope, 100,000 times. Now, French fries don't usually count as one of the most healthy foods, though there was a recent study from the University of Michigan that said that actually by eating a single order of French fries, I don't know if I have five orders, but a single order of French fries, you actually add to your life because there's something healthy about French fries. But that became a subject regarding secrecy in the White House and guarding America's secrets and classified documents. John Bolton, who worked with President Trump in the White House as his national security advisor, says that he thinks he can understand why President Trump took those classified documents with him to his home at Mar-a-Lago. Listen, this is clip five.
It's very hard to speculate on motive other than that he liked cool things. He saw things that he wanted to take them, and he was pretty much able to take them, and not just on classified information matters, on all kinds of things that crossed his desk. Some days he liked to eat a lot of French fries. Some days he took classified documents. He wanted them. Why did he want them? Because he could get them.
That was former National Security Advisor John Bolton on French fries and classified documents. There's also this, which I mentioned before, but I think it's very important. It's something I had not followed closely, but now I've come to follow it closely because I think it casts a tremendously important perspective on why this Trump issue about taking the documents home and handling them carelessly, and that's the least you could say, actually is a very important issue. The story is judge throws out plea deals in submarine spy case. A federal judge yesterday threw out the plea agreements for a Maryland couple who had tried to sell submarine secrets to a foreign country, arguing that the prison time for one of the defendants was less than some low-level drug dealers receive. The couple, Jonathan and Diana Toby, originally pleaded guilty in February to charges that they took part in a conspiracy to sell submarine secrets. Their plot had started to unravel almost as soon as they put it in motion, when Brazilian intelligence officials turned over to the FBI a letter the couple had anonymously written in 2020 offering to sell nuclear secrets. The disclosure began a lengthy effort to learn the couple's identity and to retrieve the secrets they stole. Mr. Toby had agreed to a deal that would send him to prison for 12 years, while Ms. Toby agreed to serve 3 years, which would have likely freed her in 2 years. The judge's decision forced the Tobys to withdraw their pleas, and Judge Gina M. Groh of Federal District Court for the Northern District of West Virginia set a trial date for January. Lawyers will now have to see if they can reach a new plea agreement that Judge Groh might accept or continue to trial. In her comments, Judge Groh suggested that she would only accept a deal within the sentencing guidelines. That is likely to mean that both Mr. and Mrs. Toby would face prison time of more than 15 years. A sentence that long could prompt Mr. Toby to go to trial to see if a jury would acquit her. The case raised questions about why a couple with a comfortable life in a middle-class neighborhood of Annapolis, Maryland, would risk everything to try to sell secrets to a foreign government. In court, a lawyer for Ms. Toby referred to personal difficulties with which she had to grapple without elaborating further. Judge Groh said Ms. Toby's crime made her a felon of the worst kind, and that is why the 36 months troubles me. Prosecutors noted that Mr. Toby, who had been trained in both nuclear propulsion and handling classified data, bore the bulk of the responsibility, but they added that he had cooperated with the Navy's efforts to do a damage assessment, and the information he had passed along was classified only as confidential, not as secret or top secret. Okay. I mention this because you're talking about a judge demanding at least 15 years in prison for both of them, and they were charged with trying to sell these secrets to Brazil. Now, Brazil is not a hostile country to the United States. It's not like passing secrets to Iran or to China or to Russia. But it is a violation of secrecy and classification. And it is as serious as a heart attack. And the idea that, yes, they were offering to sell these, there's no evidence at all. No one has even whispered it, that Trump tried to sell these secrets to anybody. But he did violate the regulations that apply to a president and everybody else in handling top secret material. They didn't even have the Tobys any top secret material. The nation has spent billions of dollars developing naval nuclear propulsion technology, Judge Groh said, reading from the statement. Mr. Toby's actions have compromised the integrity of this protected information, thereby undercutting the military advantage afforded by decades of research and development. The information Mr. Toby stole from the Navy, the statement said, could give foreign navies the opportunity to close the gap with the United States, something that would take extraordinary effort and resources to restore. Mr. Toby is a high school teacher, Ms. Toby, with a PhD in archaeology, who had been deeply critical of President Donald J. Trump and had openly mused about leaving the United States, former students said. But defense lawyers for Ms. Toby noted his distaste for Mr. Trump or the state of American politics was hardly unusual. The couple eventually approached a country that was friendly to the United States, Brazil, reaching out to an intelligence service there in April 2020. But Brazilian officials notified the FBI, according to a senior Brazilian official and other people briefed on the investigation. Even without any damage, with this material not being top secret, one of the things about this case and this couple that is going to be see their lives entirely ruined is just how crucial the keeping of America's secrets has to be. And that would not be less so for a president of the United States. A president of the United States has access to almost unlimited levels of secret and crucial documents. So the importance of actually keeping your eye on the prize and following the rules of confidentiality and of guarding the nation's secrets would be very important. And does this mean that this should be equated with an effort to actually sell and pass on those secrets? No. But when there are specific rules about not taking home material, for which Sandy Berger, a Democrat, a former aide to President Clinton, he was fined $50,000 and was put on probation because he was preparing a report for the president, part of his job, and he took material home from the National Archives that he wasn't supposed to. The idea that this is some kind of grudge against President Trump that is unique, that is basically another Republican, another Democratic attempt to just knock him down, that is out of perspective and not reliable. We'll be talking about the movie Day Shift and more. Come out. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are a lot of conservatives out there who have appreciated some of the common sense that we've heard recently from James Carville, criticizing his own party and the drift over to wokeness, to the extreme left, to the defund the police mantra, to all of the very, very misguided and irresponsible leftist nostrums that are frequently been part of the party during the Biden era, even if the president himself has tried a little bit, but not sufficiently, it seems to me, to keep himself clear of those ideas. Now he turns his attention on the Republican Party, James, in an interview with the Hill website, and he actually said something that I think he will regret, because it's the kind of thing that explains why Republicans and conservatives so much distrust and dislike what you hear from the left. This is an example of contempt, not just for a politician, in this case Donald Trump, but contempt for all of the people who support or follow Donald Trump. This is James Carville, clip 8.
The problem that the Republican Party has is Lester Maddox, the former governor of Georgia, said famously, the problem with the prisons in Georgia is the quality of the inmate. The problem the Republican Party has is they got really stupid people that vote in their primaries. And when you have that, you're going to get in really stupid people demand to have really stupid leaders. And that's where the Republican Party is now. That's why if you go look at it, it's not, you know, not all of it. There's obviously some very high quality, you know, smart, patriotic Republicans, but they're not in the majority. And they would tell you that themselves.
Okay. No, I don't think Republicans would. Look, if you look at the people that I think that James Carville would hold in greatest contempt, they're all extraordinarily bright and well-educated. They may be dead wrong. I mean, Ted Cruz went to Princeton as an undergraduate, graduated with highest honors, and then was a star at Harvard Law School. Same path that, by the way, that Michelle Obama took, Princeton and then Harvard Law School. Or that the idea that Josh Hawley may not be your favorite U.S. senator, but he's a graduate of Yale Law School. I believe he also has a grad degree from Cambridge University over in the British side of things. And the idea that the Democratic Party looks down on Republicans, which you just heard in the comments from James Carville, that is one of the reasons that people rally so much to President Trump. Is that there is an edge in much of the criticism of Trump and Trump loyalists, there is an edge of contempt that you can't possibly explain how people could take this position. And for James Carville, who's a pretty sharp political operator, to suggest that, look, I think that's one of the reasons that the Democrats are having a tough time connecting with some of those Trump working class and ordinary American middle class voters that supported Trump and the Democrats are trying to get back. You don't get it back by saying they're all stupid people. That's not a smart strategy. There's also, speaking of not a smart strategy, Al Franken, who former U.S. Senator, he was, of course, a TV celebrity and a comedian and a writer and a talk show host, even, before he was elected to the U.S. Senate from Minnesota and before he resigned in that hashtag Me Too episode. He guest hosted for Jimmy Kimmel on a show, and in the show, they allowed him to speak with Representative Katie Porter of California, a more presentable young woman. She was making the point to Al Franken that the new Inflation Reduction Act was a matter of life and death. Listen, this is clip 12.
The Inflation Reduction Act signed today by the president, kind of a big deal.
Definitely a big deal. I mean, we are actually doing something in Washington. That is a big deal.
It really is, and it's huge. Let's talk about what's in that package. Of course, there's the climate part, which is, you know, it's been hot lately.
It's life or death.
It's life or death.
I mean, if we don't do something, Orange County is going to feel like Las Vegas, and that would be the end of the world for people in Orange County.
Orange County is going to feel like Las Vegas. Is she talking about temperatures? Again, what's interesting about this is the Inflation Reduction Act is actually supposed to reduce inflation. You'll notice she's not saying anything about that. And yes, it's about climate and health care. And the idea that the American people will notice any difference in our climate because of elements that are in this bill. And don't get me wrong, I think it's entirely reasonable for the government and private industry and for individuals in their own lives to take whatever precautions they can to try to minimize the damaging impact on the environment of climate change. Sure, fine. But the idea that she's going to tell people that no, that Orange County is never going to feel like Las Vegas now because of the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, Individual Retirement Account, I thought it was. No, now it's Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, with all that heat that you have, maybe you will feel impelled to go out to a nice air-conditioned theater. Or you can watch a big new movie in your nice air-conditioned home if you have one, if you choose to watch it, a movie with Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg and a very active cast of vampires. Yes, vampires who are trying to take over a different L.A. suburb, not Orange County, but this, the San Fernando Valley. Jamie Foxx stars in Day Shift. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Masquerading as a hard-working pool cleaner in the San Fernando Valley, Jamie Foxx is actually a skillful vampire hunter who wants to get back in the union because he faces a personal crisis in Day Shift, now streaming on Netflix.
If I don't come up with 10K, my wife and my daughter are going to move to Florida. And the union is the only place that could give me that kind of money.
He's a new man. One last chance.
And the minder who was assigned to him to give him that one last chance is played by the amusing Dave Franco, while Snoop Dogg plays his worldly wise vampire hunting mentor. Oscar winner Jamie Foxx is always a compelling and likable screen presence, but debuting director J.J. Perry runs the body count so high that it's difficult to laugh. rated R with what may be an all-time record for on-screen beheadings. 2 stars for Day Shift that's also marred by frequent continuity problems. Okay, what continuity problems? Yes, that's a Hollywood term. A continuity problem is where you're doing a chase scene and all of a sudden you go from one cut to another and you're in a completely different street. Or the car is in a different direction or location. It's this is not the most overwhelmingly skillful or artistic movie, but then again, for a film about a pool cleaning guy who moonlights pretty literally as a vampire hunter, I wouldn't expect masterpieces. Speaking of masterpieces, there's an important piece in Politico by Colin Clark, who is a research fellow at the Soufan Center focused on terrorism and counterterrorism, about life under Taliban rule. How brutal is it? How dangerous is it to the United States of America? We will get to that speaking to Colin Clark tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also speak to one of my favorite columnists for many years, Mona Charon. And Mona has written a piece under the heading, Does Preserving Democracy Require Letting Trump Off? It's a provocative argument and a very important one. Governor DeSantis has announced 3 big new initiatives to elevate teachers and improve student learning. We will talk about that. And a study says the average person shares over a third of life online, 36%, which remains still viewable long after death. That and much more, plus films, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.